Warm 101.3. Each week at this time, we find another fabulous organization that's doing great work in Rochester and shed a light on them. It's called Sharing the Warmth here on Warm 101.3. And joining me this morning, Doug Ackley, who is the Rochester Director of the Center for Teen Empowerment. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What type of things do you do to empower teens, I guess is the big question.
Sure. Well, we're a youth organizing project that's based in neighborhoods, and so we hire young people as youth organizers. It's a paid job for them. Their job is to look at the issues and challenges that young people are facing in Rochester and then organize a series of strategies, events, activities, and projects, both for their peers, everything from open mic nights to community block parties, to really working on systems and policy issues, you know, speaking out at city council and school board meetings and trying to get youth voice into the decisions that get made around our city that affect young people.
Yeah, and teens really, they respond to that? They get into it?
Absolutely. I mean, a job is crucial when you're a teenager, and a job with meaningful leadership positions in our community that, you know, prepare you for real, you know, future engagement in what's happening in our city.
I know you must have a million success stories, and one of them on your website, which I love, Solutions Not Suspensions. I always thought suspension was a weird thing. Kid does something wrong, so you kick him out of school.
Yeah, right. Actually, yeah. Oftentimes when young people are struggling, what they actually need is more of what is challenging them, you know, and so we need to do it better, and we need to, you know, just invest more in engaging with our young people and keeping them connected. Mm-hmm. One of the things we say at Teen Empowerment is young people come in the door because they're needed, not because they're needy, and we do need their ideas, solutions, their voices, to change, you know, what's happening around us.
You went fast over that, but that is a great sentence. Say that one more time. Young people come to our doors because they're needed, not needy. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll be hiring, you know, we're hiring young people for the summer. We'll be hiring for our, you know, full year positions in the fall. And we get hundreds of young people from each neighborhood that we are in, you know, who apply for these jobs. Because, again, we need their talents,
right,
you know, to change what's happening in our neighborhoods.
And do some of the kids who say, I'll use the word graduated from your organization and go on to be, you know, adults, do they come back and help out as well?
Absolutely. Well, we've, you know, really what is ideal for us is that, you know, we've got young people who worked with Teen Empowerment as teenagers that are now directors in our program, that are program coordinators. So really, you know, what's amazing about this kind of work is when the young people who come through our organizations then turn around, stay invested, and become the leadership of our organization.
Yeah.
You know, that's really when we start to see true, you know, community leadership.
Beautiful. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. Continued success.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right. Doug Ackley from the Center for Teen Empowerment sharing the warmth this morning here on Warm 101.3. Somebody you want me to share the warmth with, an organization you know about, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.